This is a download from Scandinavian Weekend Radio. To find out more, visit swradio.net. Sounds too free to be legal.
With here, Scandinavian Weekend Radio. Virrat, Finlandia.
Okay, this is Scandinavian Weekend Radio, and here in the studio is Richard Madman again. Good morning, all dear listeners. And Madman has waked up this morning as well as any mornings. Now we are here in the Finnish DX summer meeting, and I have my first visitor here in studio, and I shall discuss with Alexander Berioskin. I think that the name got right. If not, Alexander can correct that name. He is a vice president of St. Petersburg DX Club. And now I am... it's a very welcome... you are very welcome to this Scandinavian Weekend Radio transmission. Welcome to Finland, Alexander.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you and all listeners of Scandinavian Weekend Radio. I am very pleased to take part in Finnish DX Association summer meeting and meet here a lot of friends.
Alexander, I think that you have visited Finland and summer meetings also before, or am I right?
Unfortunately, no. I was intended to take part in such meeting for many years, but I had not a possibility. And that is my first time I visited FDXA summer meeting.
Okay, it's very nice that you are now here, because we are celebrating our 50th anniversary of summer meetings. And so it's very nice, nice to... see you here. And I don't actually know quite much of DXing in Russia. You might tell us, the listeners of Scandinavian Weekend Radio, how DXing is there in Russia, and perhaps you can also tell something about the history of DXing in Russia and former Soviet Union.
Yes, it's a very good question, and I think I could talk about it for several hours, but I have no such a possibility. I can tell some words about St. Petersburg DX Club. At this moment in Russia, we have four really working DX associations. This is St. Petersburg DX Club, two DX clubs in Moscow, and the fourth in Irkutsk. St. Petersburg DX Club is the oldest among these four clubs, which are really exist at the moment. Our club was founded in 1986. More than 25 years ago, we celebrated last year 25th anniversary. For example, the second club of these four clubs was organized in 1991. So our club is not the first in the history, but the first of those who is still alive right now. The founders of our club were three well-known Russian DXers: Alexei Osipov, Mikhail Timofeev, and Vili Varapaev. Vili has passed away, but the rest two persons are in good conditions. And for example, Mikhail Timofeev is a well-known in the world Russian DXer. And by the way, his work is connected with the radio broadcasting. As for history of DXing in Russia, it's a very interesting question, because during the Soviet era, DXing is in Soviet Union was not formally forbidden, But in fact, it was prohibited. So we couldn't send reception reports to abroad. And so far, I don't want to talk about unpleasant contacts with Soviet powers. It's another story.
Oh, yes. That was a very interesting story. And it's nice to see that DX clubs are nowadays alive there in Raso as well. Here in Finland and I think in whole world, DXing is nowadays quite a much hobby of older people. Is there younger folk listening DX radio in Raso?
Yes, this is a common trend for all countries, and Russia is not an exception. We have a very few young members of our club. The same situation I'm observing here in Finland. There is very few younger DXers among Finnish DXers.
Oh yes, then it's a trend in whole world. And that is very good that we have good quality listeners all over and well known DXers. So this hobby is still alive, even though we are a little bit older.
Yes,
nowadays.
Yes, by the way, I think that our hobby will never die.
Yeah, I think also so. That is very, very nice. I think that in this moment we shall play one song, and after that we shall continue with Alexander more about this interesting DX hobby. Next song is the Beatles' Dig a Pony.
О важнейших событиях в мире радио оповещает Scandinavian Weekend Radio. Оставайтесь на частоте.
So that was Russian ID of Scandinavian Weekend Radio, and now I have a pleasure to discuss with Russian DX and Vice President of St. Petersburg DX Club, Alexander Beryozkin, and we have talked about Russian DXing a little bit. Now I would like to ask you, Alexander, that which kind of equipments are you mostly using in receive shortwave and midwave stations there in Russia, and what kind of antennas are you mostly using? I think that you have many kinds of antennas and radios in that area, but you can tell about something about Russian equipments for DXing.
First of all, I would like to tell some words about my equipment. Now I have in my use an ICOM transceiver, IC7000, because I'm not only a DXer, but I'm also a ham operator. My call sign is United Alpha 1 Alpha Echo Bravo. Besides this transceiver, I use Sanjin 909, and I have a portable, I especially bought it for traveling, and of course I took it here with myself, Grundig G3. As for antennas, I have an outdoor antenna. It's a delta loop for 160 meter band, amateur meter band, but is suitable for DXing for roll bands, including long wave, medium wave. Moreover, my ICOM allows to receive FM stations and both CCIR and OIRT bands, and so on. But this situation is not typical for Russian DXers. Right now, most of them lives in big cities, Nowadays we have a lot of new sources of interference. I remember when I starting to listen to shortwave, that situation, and now that's quite different. So the main problem in big cities is to build an efficient antenna. To my mind, good antenna is the decisive factor for DXing. As for antennas, other DXers use, for example, long wire antennas and some kinds of simple antennas. The special thing, many of Russian DXs have at their possession Chinese made Degen 1103. It's a good receiver. Some years ago our club bought those receivers from a distributor of this equipment, and we sold for members of our club. It was much cheaper for them than to buy directly from that distributor. In early days, I had a lot of different receivers, including military receivers. All the ex-military Soviet receivers are very good for DXing, mainly on shortwave and partly on medium wave. What else would you like to hear about equipment?
That was quite a complete answer, I think. So receivers and antennas used to and actually it is of course nowadays quite same than in all places. These older military equipments are quite interesting, and that was nice to hear that these are still in use also there in Russia.
Sorry, Alpo, I didn't mention about SDR radios. It's quite exotic things for Russian DXers. I don't know anybody who uses it for everyday DXing.
Oh yes, okay. It's
but I know several men who use yes, but there's only 1, 2, 3 for all the country.
Oh yes, okay. In Finland, it's quite common nowadays these SDR receivers. So that was interesting about these receivers. Then I had to ask how many members do you have in your club, and in all how many DXers do you think there are in whole big Russia?
It's it's a good question. Membership of our club, of course, is decreasing now because of the common trend in the shortwave broadcasting, for example. We know that many well-known, famous broadcasters ceased their broadcasting on shortwave. Now we have about 13 more or less active members in St. Petersburg DX Club, but several years ago that was a very interesting thing. For several years we have our own DX program via local St. Petersburg medium wave station called Radio Open City, and we have a Sunday DX show, half an hour DX show, for more than 5 years, every Sunday.
On which frequency was that?
684.
Oh, thank you.
But then this station was closed, and so we haven't now such a possibility. But at that time, the number of listeners, and so the members of the club, was had its maximum of about 130 at 2004. But now it's not more than 20. My estimation is 13.
Okay, thank you. We have discussed quite interesting things about DXing in Russia, and I think that after next song we shall discuss a little bit more about transmitters and radio stations of Russia, and also some other things. But now we are playing the Run Runs and the song Put On Your Monkey Hat.
Слушайте Scandinavian Weekend Radio. Слушайте вместе с нами.
This is a download from Scandinavian Weekend Radio. To find out more, visit swradio.net. Sounds too free to be legal.
Okay, we are still here on the studio Finnish DX Association summer meeting here in Helsinki. And here in studio is DJ Madman and Alexander from St. Petersburg from Russia. So we have also international guests here in summer meeting. I think that we could talk a little bit about radio stations in Russia, and Alexander can tell that story of midway, subway, and perhaps FM stations in Russia. One special question is about that FM situation. Are there still many stations on that OIRT area, or are there most of same than here in Finland and Europe and in the world?
Okay, we have several. We still have several stations on OIRT band, about six or seven. They are still transmitting. And last month we have obtained a new station. It's Radio Orfei. It broadcasted classic music on medium wave before. They left medium waves and moved to so-called Soviet FM band. Right now, I can't talk about the whole situation in Russia, but I I can speak about St. Petersburg. In St. Petersburg and Leningrad Oblast, we have several long wave, medium wave, and short wave transmitters. For example, on long wave, there is one transmitter in Olgino. It's a district of St. Petersburg. In fact, long wave, it's Radio Mayak, relaying Moscow. From Radio Mayak from Moscow. On medium wave, nowadays we have five or six stations. Two of them are state-owned. They are also Radio Mayak and Radio Russia. At least three religious stations of different confessions. And we have, by the way, on the same frequency, when we ran our DX program, this 684, this program, this frequency now is owned by so-called Radio Gazeta Slova, Radio Newspaper World. This station belongs to the Communist Party of Russian Federation. Of course, we we hear a lot of communist propaganda, but they share the frequency with another religious station. It is the station of St. Petersburg Orthodox Radio. Okay. It's a very unique combination to hear on one frequency such combination. And there is also about 40 kilometers from St. Petersburg, there is a shortwave transmitting center at Popovka or Krasny Bor. They still have shortwave transmissions of the Voice of Russia. But, for example, I visited them 3 months ago. They talked that they have only a few hours of broadcasting right now, but they still exist. By the way, when I studied at the Electrotechnical Institute of Communications, I have a practice there at that transmitting center. At that time, they had around-the-clock transmitting on a lot of frequencies, and even jamming stations were there at that times.
Okay, that was very interesting to hear situation in St. Petersburg radio stations, and in this moment I think we still take one song, and it is a Rainbow song, and Long Live Rock and Roll.
Scandinavian Weekend Radio.
Scandinavian Weekend Radio. Scandinavian Weekend Radio.
Дорогие радиослушатели, в эфире Scandinavian Weekend Radio. Я Александр Березкин, я гость студии из Санкт-Петербурга. Вы слушаете Scandinavian Weekend Radio, что можно перевести как скандинавское радио выходного дня. Многие российские радиослушатели уже слышали эту станцию, и некоторые из них жаловались, что очень трудно получить QSL-карточку от этой радиостанции. Сейчас я хочу рассказать, по какому расписанию будет эта станция сегодня в эфире. Время всемирное координированное, UTC. Станция работает сегодня до 21 часа UTC. Это прекрасная возможность в течение дня услышать передачи Scandinavian Weekend Radio. И станция в эфире по следующему расписанию. С настоящего момента до 13 часов UTC на частоте 11720 кГц. С 13 до 16 UTC 11690 кГц, с 16 до 18 UTC 11720 кГц, и с 18 до 21 часа 11690 кГц. Станция также работает на средних волнах в городе Виррат на частоте 1602 кГц и на FM частоте 104,2 МГц. Те слушатели, которые заинтересованы в получении QSL-карточки, пожалуйста, присылайте свои рапорты в бумажном виде по адресу Scandinavian Weekend Radio, абонентский ящик 99, почтовый индекс 34801, город Виррат, с двумя «Р», Финляндия. Повторяю адрес. Scandinavian Weekend Radio, in English, PO Box 99, zip code 34801, Virant, Финланд. Вы также можете заполнить форму рапорта о приеме на странице, на веб-странице радиостанции по адресу www.swr.net.
No niin, tällä Skandinavian Viikon radiolla edelleen olemme, ja DJ Madman on myöskin tässä mukana, ja vieraana minulla on täällä Alexander Berioskin tuolta Venäjältä Pietarista, ja tuossa hän kertoili venäjäksi meidän taajuuksiamme ja osoitteita, kiitoksia niistä, ja todellakin raportteja pyydettiin tuolta Venäjän suunnalta. This is Scandinavian Weekend Radio, and I am DJ Madman. My guest here, Alexander Berioskin from St. Petersburg in Russia, was talking about a little bit Russian language and our frequencies there. So it was very nice to meet you here in studio, Alexander, and I would like to ask you if you have some more ideas of radio world. What is the future of radio? What do you think about that?
I think despite the total decreasing of shortwave broadcasting, the broadcasting in the world is still existing. On medium wave, we can listen to FM band. On tropical bands, there is a lot of stations. And I think our hobby will never die. It's my opinion.
Oh yes, there have been some experiments of DR arm and other things. Do you think that there will be some future of this, or shall we return to analog radio back?
This is a complicated question. I myself have two DRM receivers. I listened to DRM, but it seems to me it is more suitable, for example, for local medium wave broadcasting, not for short wave, because of fading. It's when we listen to commonly used analog radio, if the level of signal decreasing, we will hear what is they talk or play about. But in digital DRM mode, when the signal to noise ratio it is very low, we can see nothing. It is very unpleasant to come and listen to hear that sound. And I know that it was planned in Russia to develop this standard of shortwave broadcasting for broadcasting in Russia, but now I know exactly that money that was devoted to this purpose now have been used for developing TV, digital TV broadcasting. So I don't see any visible future for DRM standard in Russia.
Oh yes, and in worldwide it's also difficult, because it's a little bit difficult to have these DRM receivers in common markets. So
yes, at a reasonable price.
Yeah, in reasonable prices. Okay, here we are in Scandinavian Weekend Radio Studio with Alexander Berioskin from St. Petersburg, Russia, and we have talked about radio things and DX listening in world, and also here in our tiny Scandinavian Weekend Radio, which acts on short waves, medium waves, and also on FM band. And now I give some words again to Alexander.
Yes, I would like to tell our listeners, and I would like to tell it in English and then in Russian. We plan to organize an EDXC conference, European DX Council conference in St. Petersburg in 2014. And I would like to invite all listeners of Scandinavian Weekend Radio to take part in this event. Earlier we had such a conference. We already held such a conference in 2006. It was a success.
Oh yes, that is very interesting invitation. Thank you very much. I wish that we shall be there in St. Petersburg in 2014. Meet there again. But now I give chance to the police, and the police said that that kind of song we have message in a bottle.
Scandinavian Weekend Radio.
Mika.
Scandinavian Weekend Radio.
Huomenta Suomen DX-liiton 50-vuotisjuhlakokouksesta Helsingistä oli tämän näiden parin tunnin aihe tässä DJ Madman täällä studiossa, ja Alexander Perjokskin tuolta Venäjän maalta oli haastateltavana. Seuraavalla tunnilla ääneen täällä Scandinavian Weekend Radiolla tulee suomirokkia kantoaalolla höystettynä ja todellakin DJ Esa sieltä ääneen. I would like to thank you for your this interview, Alexander. It was very nice to meet you here in Scandinavian Weekend Radio studio.
Thank you very much for such a unique possibility to talk from the studio of Scandinavian Weekend Radio. Thank you very much, and also many thanks to Finnish DX Associations for such a nice meeting here in Helsinki. And I would like to tell some words for Russian listeners. Дорогие радиослушатели, вы слушаете Scandinavian Weekend Radio. Это единственная радиостанция, которая вещает на коротких волнах из Финляндии в настоящее время. Станция заинтересована в ваших рапортах о приеме, и я договорился с организаторами и с ведущими скандинавского радио выходного дня подтвердить ваши рапорты QSL-карточками. Пожалуйста, шлите ваши рапорты. Еще раз напоминаю адреса. Вы можете запомнить форму для рапорта о приеме на веб-сайте www.swr.net, или, пожалуйста, присылайте по обычной почте по адресу Scandinavian Weekend Radio, абонентский ящик 99, почтовый код 34801, Виррат с двумя R, Финляндия. До свидания, дорогие радиослушатели.
This is a download from Scandinavian Weekend Radio. To find out more, visit swradio.net. Sounds too free to be legal.